chapter number 5. I want to read the first 17 verses into your hearing this morning. And I want to draw my thought today out of verse number 4, the last three words there, giving of thanks. And you say, well, preacher, we've already celebrated Thanksgiving. And I understand that. The turkey's gone, the dressing's gone, all those things are probably gone and consumed by this time. And certainly everybody now has their mind and their focus, of course, on the next big event, of course, is Christmas, the celebration of the birth of Christ. And certainly I'm not preaching against that today, but certainly as we've been thinking about and even talking about on Wednesday night, and if a couple of weeks ago you remember, if you were here on a Sunday night, we talked about that word unthankful, found there in the book of 1 Timothy in chapter number 3, as Paul was writing unto Timothy there and talking to him about the last days, the perilous times. And one of the prevalent sins of that day would be a thing called unthankfulness. And I truly believe today that we're living in that very time, even here this morning. And so as we think about that and we think about the giving of thanks, and we see that Paul's writing here to the church at Ephesus, and certainly he's giving them some instructions, some things certainly to consider, not only them, but you and I this morning as well, that are saved. Thanksgiving ought not to be something that's celebrated one time a year and forgotten about. Or giving of thanks today shouldn't be something that we just say from our lips, but true thankfulness should come forth in our life. And that's what Paul is addressing here, talking about the walk of the Christian believer. And I pray that some things that we can share with you this morning will help all of us, that we not live thankful just one day a year, but each and every day, that we would not only say that we're thankful, but that we would prove through our life and through how we certainly live before Him and others, that people can see that there is a thankfulness in our lives to the God that has been so good to each and every one of us here today. So I want you to think about that, consider that as we read the Scriptures, and certainly there's so many thoughts in these verses today that I'm not going to be able to address them all, but I want to think about that giving of thanks once again here this morning. So that being said, if you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. Amen. All right, I'm going to ask you to stand, if you're able to stand this morning, out of the reverence of the reading of the Word of God this morning. Ephesians chapter number 5, starting in verse number 1. We're probably going to deal just first this morning, just with these first few verses here in this chapter, but we want to read down through verse 17 to kind of give you the thought of giving thanks. Notice he says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication," notice in verse number 3, "but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become of saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking." Now, Paul's getting right down to where the rubber meets the road. "Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient," but notice now, "but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, which is an idolater, have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord." That's a good thought right there. "And having no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doeth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in your presence once again today, Father, to thank you, Father, for another good day on this side of eternity. To thank you, Father, for your love, your grace, your mercy. Thank you for the privilege that you've allowed us to come back to your house this morning to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you for the teaching of the word of God. Thank you this morning for the beautiful singing, for the prayers that's been offered. Lord, for everything that's been done in your name. Lord, I thank you now for the reading of your word. I pray now as your servant, Lord, I pray as I stand in this place. I realize this morning that I stand in a place, Father, where no man can stand alone. Lord, I need the fresh oil of your touch this morning. God, I pray that you would touch us. I pray that you would anoint us and help us today truly to consider the word of God before us today. And Lord, the message that you placed upon my heart. And then, Lord, I pray this morning, God, you'd help me to preach it in power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit of God. And then, Lord, I pray that ears and hearts will be open and receptive, Lord, to that which you have for us here this morning. I pray that, Lord, for those that are saved, that we truly not only say that we're thankful, but we would prove through our life and our lifestyle today before others and before you that truly we are thankful for what you have done in our hearts and our lives. And, Lord, we want to demonstrate what a true Christian is, Father, to this world. And then, Lord, I pray for those that could possibly be here today and, Lord, they've never truly been born again. I pray that the spirit of conviction would fall upon their hearts and, Lord, this very day, Lord, that they would come and receive you as their personal Lord and Savior. Maybe someone cold and indifferent. Maybe somebody just walked away from you this morning, Lord. I don't know. But, Lord, I pray you take the message now of the Word of God. And I pray you'd speak to our hearts and I pray you'd help us to be obedient this morning. Thank you again for all that you've done for us even this day and what you're going to do for us. I pray now use us, Lord. And Father, we'll thank you and praise you. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. And thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious word of God. For a few moments this morning, I want us to consider once again this giving of thanks. Now, the word thanks as it's used here in our text, as it is in many places in our King James Bibles this morning, it simply means gratitude. It means an act of gratitude or an act of gratefulness. Also, it is an act of grateful language to God or also in an act of worship this morning when we think about this thing called thanks. And so this morning, as we see again from the verses that we've read before you, and we think about the giving of thanks, how that you and I this morning can truly share and show our thanks for all that Christ has done for you and I. Now, certainly we could never repay him. And certainly this morning we could never show and share all the many blessings that he's bestowed upon us. But again, certainly it ought to be something more than we say. It ought to be a life that we live, certainly today, to show the thanks that we should have for him and the things in which he has already done for you and I this morning. And so I believe Paul here, again, writing to the church at Ephesus, he gives some things for us to consider on how you and I can truly show thanks, certainly again, to our wonderful Savior. Again, this morning, it's more than what we say. It also includes what we do. And so this morning, with that being said, let us think about this as far as an introduction this morning, before I give you a couple of thoughts that the Lord's placed upon my heart from these very verses of Scripture today on this giving of thanks. Let's remember, first of all, this morning, who is listening and who is watching. Let me say, first of all, that our Heavenly Father is listening and watching. And when you and I begin to consider that He knows all about you and I this morning, He knows everything that I think, He knows everything that I do. Listen, we can fool a whole lot of people, but friend, we cannot fool Him today. He knows our hearts. And certainly today, certainly again, for those that are saved and we say that we're thankful, we ought to live before Him today in such a manner that certainly He knows that not only do we say that we're thankful, but certainly today that we live a very thankful life, certainly before Him, showing and sharing what God has done in our hearts and our lives. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be saved this morning. I'm glad to know that I've been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb of God this morning. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm on my way to heaven today. I'm glad for all, and thankful today for all the blessings that God has bestowed upon me. And so I'm saying this morning that He's watching. He sees everything that I do. He sees everything that you do. And I would ask ourselves this question this morning. Are we living before our Heavenly Father today in such a manner that we're not only saying that we're thankful, but He can see the evidence of that in our everyday walks? That's what Paul is talking about. Now, notice the several times he's talking about our walk, our Christian walk. And so today, always remember that God's always watching. There's something about it. I can remember growing up, and even children today, they think if somebody's not watching, then they may not be as confident, or they may not realize certainly what they're doing or how they're doing, or they may not be as concerned about it. I can remember growing up, I mean, if mom and daddy's watching, then you're kind of careful what you do and how you do. But if you think you get out of their sight for just a few moments, you can just cut loose and do what you want to. But let me say again this morning, we're never out of His sight. He knows us, but even in that, and realizing that this morning, that He knows us, but yet He loves us anyhow. Isn't that amazing this morning? So I'm thankful today. So we need to remember and take into consideration in this giving of thanks that it ought to be something more than what we say, but it ought to be how we live our everyday life. Because again, our Father, our Heavenly Father is listening and He's watching. Could I say also that our family is listening and watching? If we are truly thankful this morning, we should help teach our children to be thankful as well. But if we're always complaining and murmuring, amen, I'll tell you what, we're going to teach them to do the same thing. So today we need to be careful in our giving of thanks. They need to see that in our life, that we're thankful unto our Heavenly Father for what He's done in our hearts and our lives. Now, again, God's been good to all of us here today, regardless of where you might be in your life. God has been good to every one of us here this morning. And I'll tell you what, Thanksgiving ought to be more about a turkey and mashed potatoes and dressing. Listen, all that's wonderful today, and we enjoy those things. But it ought to be more than just that. There ought to be a giving of thanks in the way that we walk and demonstrate our life before our Heavenly Father and before our family. Somebody's watching our life. Those children are watching. And this morning, we ought to let them know that every blessing that we are enjoying, every good and perfect gift that we have been given has come from our Father which is above this morning. God has been good to you and to me and to our families, and we ought to let them know. Listen, because we are who we are, we have what we have, we're looking for the promises that's already been promised to us simply because of our Heavenly Father this morning. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our thanksgiving. He's worthy that I would walk before Him and that I would walk before my family in a way that is thankful, thankful to what God has done for you and I this morning. No wonder Paul writes to that church writes to Timothy. It says one of the prevalent sins of that day will be that sin of unthankfulness. I've never seen a time where people are so unthankful, so unappreciative. Amen. And the problem with a lot of our homes is mom and dad's taught our children that. Amen. I know we don't like to hear these kind of things, but it's still Bible preaching. If we expect our children to be thankful, then we ought to be thankful. And we ought to teach them to be thankful. We ought to teach them to be respectful. We ought to teach them this morning to be appreciative. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Because we're living in a time and a generation where people are so unthankful. You say, well, preacher, God said it would be that way, but that doesn't mean I have to be that way. That doesn't mean that you have to be that way. That doesn't mean you have to raise your children that way. That doesn't mean I have to raise mine, of course mine's already raised, but I certainly think some of these grandchildren, I want to help teach them as well. That hallelujah, every good thing's ever happened to me is because God, hallelujah, blessed me and God said it to be so. I'm telling you today, we ought to teach us that every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father that is above this morning. God's been good to us. God's been good to you. Amen. God's been good to you this morning. Hallelujah, I'm so glad God's been good to us. Somebody's watching. Notice today, not only the Father's watching in the family, but our fellow man's watching. If God's been good to us, then we need to walk before them in such a manner that they can see that what we have is something that they need. We're going to be awful hard-pressed to convince people that we've got what they need when all that we do is talk about what we don't have. Amen. What we don't have or what didn't go our way. Or how bad we've got it. Friend, I'll tell you what, every one of us, I've already said this before, we have been blessed. Oh yes, we're going to have our troubles, we're going to have our trials, we're going to have our disappointments. That's just life. Job himself said, man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. But even in the midst of all that, God's been so good to you. God's been so good to me this morning. And thank God we ought to go forth, hallelujah, today determined to walk before our fellow man and let them know, even in the midst of the difficulties of life and the sorrows and the storms and the disappointments of life, that our God is still good. Our God, as the choir sang this morning, He's still on the throne. God's still in control. God's still able this morning. God's still blessing. God's still moving. God's still working. And thank God, I'm glad He's still working on me this morning. Hallelujah. But if all of our fellow men ever sees from us is how bad we've got and how disappointed we are, and never hear anything about how good God's been to us, we're going to be hard-pressed to convince them that we've got what they need. And we've got what they need. Hey, man. Paul is going over several things in this chapter, and I don't have time to deal with them this morning. I'm talking about different sins and different things even in this chapter, and we may deal with more of those in another sermon. But I tell you what, we look across our land today and we can see every one of those prevalent around us, and this world needs hope today. My family needs hope. Your family needs hope. I want to say it this morning, and the only hope that we can give them today is in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm glad what He done for me, He can do for you. What He done for me and done for you, I'm glad He can do for others. I'm glad the gospel message will still work in 2017, but you and I ought to walk before others that they can see, hallelujah, that what we've got, they desperately need this morning. We ought to live a life of giving a face, of not just saying it, but of doing it. Because our Father's watching, our family's watching, our fellow man's watching, and could I say, even our fellowship, our fellow believers are watching. Amen. It's amazing. Most of the time, we will act like and mimic and pattern after people that we associate with. Huh? I mean, that's just the way we are. It's people that we get close to, people that we follow, people that we fellowship with, we will act like them in a lot of cases. You say, well, preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying today, if we'll be a thankful church, if we'll be a thankful people, if we'll be thankful not only to our Heavenly Father around our family and around our fellow men, but we'll be thankful this morning in this fellowship. I'll tell you what, this will be a place of true worship. Remember that word thanks is an act of worship toward our Heavenly Father today. And could I say, He's worthy, He's worthy, He's worthy of our praise and our adoration and our worship. I'm telling you, God's been too good to us today to sit around like wooden Indians. I'm telling you what, God's been good. God's been good. God's been good. and we ought to worship Him. We ought to raise our hands once in a while and thank God, just thank Him for His blessings. We ought to say amen once in a while. We ought to give a testimony once in a while of the goodness of God and how thankful we are for what God's done in our life. I'll tell you what, it will encourage the brethren. And I'll tell you what, if I worship and you worship, the person beside you, it'll get contagious and they'll want to worship. I'm telling you that we ought to be a thankful people because somebody's watching. There's enough dead, dried up churches around. I've said it before. I want to say it again. I refuse this morning to be a part of a church that is dead when I'm serving a living Savior. Thank God that's given me life, given me eternal life, been so good to me and blessed me. I'm telling you, God's been good this morning, and we ought to give Him praise in the house of God. We ought to thank Him. We ought to praise Him. We ought to lift up His name. We ought to lift up our voices. We ought to lift up our hands and say, God, thank you for being so good to me. Hallelujah. Amen. It'll get contagious. You'll get them services where the people get the cane hippies. I like that, don't you? Just can't help it. Just can't help it. Just got to praise Him and thank Him. It'll be contagious. But on the other hand, everybody just sits around and looks at one another. I wonder when this thing's going to be over. Honey, I didn't come in this morning to get out. I come in this morning to praise Him and to thank Him and to worship Him and to let Him know, Lord, You've been good to me. I just want to thank You. I don't want to only just say that I thank You, but I want to walk before You in an act of gratitude in the way that I live my life. Because somebody's watching. He's watching. I can't fool Him. Now I can fool you, but I can't fool Him. I don't want to fool my family. I want to know what I've got's real. I want to know if, Brother Randy, it comes that time and the Lord tarries His coming and they have to roll me in this place in a box, have to roll me out here in a cemetery somewhere. I want my family to know, hallelujah, we don't have to worry about where He's at. Hallelujah. Thank God He just crossed out of this life. Thank God went into that eternal life that God's already placed Him in and put Him in. Hallelujah. Thank God. Written His name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Dad was ready to go. My husband was ready to go. My brother was ready to go. I'm telling you that I want to live such a way that they don't have to, hallelujah, wonder where I'm going to be at when I leave this place. Hallelujah. I don't want there to be a question mark in anybody's mind. Saved, sealed, and ready to go. Just waiting on my departure. Now, I'm not wanting to leave anytime soon. Don't misunderstand me. I got to stay around and aggravate some of you a little longer. I want to fulfill my course. But I want to do it very thankfully because God has been so good to me. Because my father's watching. My family's watching. Fellow man's watching. The world's looking for something. And a lot of them don't know what they're looking for. And I want to do it in front of the fellow believers. Now that's the introduction. That's my gosh. Let me give you a couple of three things and I'll let you go, maybe. First of all, in this giving of thanks and walking in a manner that is thankful. First of all, I want you to notice that what Paul says here in verse number 1 of chapter number 5. Be ye therefore followers of man. No, that's not what he says. Now, if you got a Bible that says that, y'all throw it away. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Now, that word followers here, as used in our King James Bible here, is an interesting word. That phrase, or that word followers of God in that phrase, as dear children, of course, dear children means dear or well-beloved, but that word follower this morning means an imitator. Remember I said a while ago that those people that we hang around, those people that we associate with, those people that we fellowship with, we will become like them or we will act like them. If you hang around complaining people all the time, you know what you're going to do? You're going to complain. If you hang around people that give thanks and walking thankfully, then most likely God might put you under conviction enough that you're going to do that too. Amen. But that word followers here, it means to be an imitator. Now the word Christian this morning simply means little Christ. He wants you and I to go forth from this place. Now it ought to be easy to be a Christian in here. Amen. We all ought to be able to shout and praise God in here. We all ought to be able to thank Him in here. But friend, in here is not where it's really going to make the difference. Outside those doors this morning is where it's really going to have an impact, where it's really going to make a difference. Now, we need to do it here. Don't misunderstand that. But when we leave here, hallelujah, we need to be followers of God. Again, Paul is giving us the idea of walking and following the Lord Jesus Christ and being an imitator of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be followers this morning, as Paul says here in this great verse to this church, followers of God. Could I ask us a question this morning? Who is it that we're really following? I don't even have none of this stuff wrote down. But evidently we probably need it this morning because the Holy Ghost is nudging me that way. I wonder this morning, who is it that we are imitating? Who is it that we are truly following? Now again, we need to have an impact on our fellow men, on our family, and certainly on our fellow believers. But this morning, at the end of the day, when I certainly take an evaluation of my own heart and of my own life, who is it that I'm following? Now I want to say that a lot of people are following man. They are following a man. And when that man falls, they seem to fall with him. Amen. I believe that's one of the prevalent things that's taking place in our day. I believe this morning we have too much of following man. Now listen, certainly as I've been put here as pastor, we've preached this before, I certainly have been put here as the under-shepherd, and I'm supposed to lead and you're supposed to follow. I understand that. I'm not preaching against that. But at the end of the day, who is it that I want to imitate? I know preachers that want to imitate other preachers. I've got to preach like so-and-so. No, sir. You preach like God wants you to preach. You be who God wants you. Oh, or singers, I've got to imitate. I want to be like that singer. If God gives you ability to sing, sing like God wants you to. Amen. I tell you, we need to be imitators or followers here. As Paul writes to this church at Ephesus, we need to be followers of God. Because somewhere man's going to let us down. Somewhere the preacher's going to let you down. Somewhere the singers are going to let you down. Somewhere the teacher's going to let you down. Somewhere the deacon's going to let you down. But I've got news for you. I'm glad there's one that'll never let you down. And there's one that'll never leave you. One that'll never forsake you. He'll go with you all the way, even to the end. I tell you what, this morning, I'm glad for that one that'll never leave me, forsake me. And His name is Jesus this morning. Now, Paul even encourages some of the folks that he writes to certainly follow after his example, as he follows after the example of Christ. Now, there's a difference. What is that difference? Following after the example of Christ. As long as this book right here okays it, it's all right. This is our information station. Preacher, how should I walk? Read the book. And God will show you how to walk. But got too many people following man. Got too many people following a movement. Oh, I know this wrote down. This is good here. Hey, man. Too many people following a movement. Well, there's only one thing wrong with a lot of those movements. They don't move very long. Oh, they move for a little while, and there's excitement in them for just a little while. But then when all the excitement's gone, and when the man's gone, and the movement's not going like you think it ought to go, then what you going to do? There's a lot of people following a movement. A lot of people following a man. But I say today, we follow the man. The person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice Paul says, if we're going to be giving of thanks, not only with our mouth, but through our life, in our walk, the first thing that we need to be is followers of God. As dear children, to be an imitator of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't imitate man, imitate Him. As you remember, as we've done the sheep demonstration just a few weeks ago, of course, Buddy and Bob's, they've run off. Maybe they'll show back up sometime or another. But to follow, a sheep follows a shepherd. Listen, if we stay real close to Christ, think about all that Christ went through. How many times do you see Him complaining? Oh, this is good. How many times do we see Him murmuring, Lord, I don't know why You've got me here. Lord, I don't understand why I'm having to go through this. Now, I understand we all go through those periods in our life, but don't stay there. Don't let that become your address. Because if we're going to be imitators of Christ or followers of God this morning, then certainly we need to look at Christ's example. He didn't murmur. I know none of us are Christ. He didn't complain, but I know none of us are Christ. We're going to have our moments, but don't live there. Don't live your life in unthankfulness this morning as good as God has been to you and I today. Amen. Matter of fact, the Bible says He never once opened His mouth. Is that not what He says? Today, if I'm going to walk in thankfulness, I need to first of all be a follower of God, an imitator. Lord, I need to pattern my life after Your life, after Your example. But preacher, we just ain't never going to be able to get there. Well, friend, if we don't ever work at it, we won't ever get there. We're a work in progress. We all need help. There's none of us perfect. There's none of us sinless. We all face our difficulties. But friend, the more that we will try to become like Him and less like us, the greater impact that each of us can have for the cause of Christ. And at the end of the day, is that not what it's all about? See, the book of Corinthians lets us know that we've been bought with a price. I am not anymore my own. I've been bought with a price. God expects something out of me. I might ought to say that again. God expects something out of me. God expects something out of you. Matter of fact, He deserves it. Been bought with a price. So we need to be followers of God. And again, that word followers means to be imitators. Let me give you a couple of things of followers of God, and I'll let you go. First of all, to walk in trust or walk in faith. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. This is a faith journey. I said, preacher, I've heard that verse time and time again. Well, today, are we walking in faith, trusting in Him? Putting our faith not in man, not in a movement, not in a denomination, so to speak. Now, I'm Baptist this morning. I thank God I'm Baptist. You say, well, what would you be if you wasn't Baptist? I'd be ashamed. No, I'm just kidding. I'm saved this morning. I'm on my way to heaven.
Amen.
And I follow the Baptist doctrine this morning because I truly believe that as close as we can get to the way we understand Bible doctrine. But that's not going to get me to heaven. It's because I'm saved.
Man.
Too many people want to follow a man, a movement, a denomination. But follow the man, the Lord Jesus. How do we do that? We do it by faith this morning. Preacher, how'd you get saved? I got saved the way everybody else got saved. By putting my faith and my trust and my confidence in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Confessing with the mouth, believing in the heart. Is that what the Bible says? Thou shalt be saved. I'm glad it's not hard to get saved. It's just hard to get to the place to get saved sometimes. Friend, if you're here today without Christ, I want you to know something. You may be sitting in a difficult place this morning, but friend, if you'd just make that move toward Calvary, if you'd make that move of faith, God can and will do a work in your heart and your life. But not only is it salvation, but it's in service. It's in that walk. It's being an imitator of God. How in the world can we do that in this whole body of flesh? We've got to do it by faith. A lot of things I don't understand. A lot of things I don't have the answer for this morning. I'd be the first one to admit it. But I do know one thing this Bible teaches me. If I'm going to follow Him, if I'm going to be an imitator of Him, if I'm going to walk after His example, I'm going to have to do it by faith. There'll be stumbling blocks along the way. There'll be hiccups along the way. What do you do? You just keep walking. Keep walking by faith. Lord, I want to prove through my life that not only does it come from my lips that I'm thankful, but through my life that I'm thankful. We do it by faith. Number one, we walk by faith. We walk in trust. Second, we walk in total obedience. As a living testimony to His Word, to His will, and to His work. John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. That's what Jesus said. John 14:21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. That word manifest means to exhibit or to make known. You will know the way of God in your life or for your life and in your walk. You do it by faith and you do it in obedience to His Word. I don't understand people today. They say they're saved and ready to go to heaven, but you see no real fruit of walking in obedience to this book. Friend, if you can live any way, if you can do any way and never have any conviction for it, then friend, I would suggest to you to get born again. Preacher, that's a bold statement. You don't know my heart. No, I sure don't. But I tell you what, this book will reveal who we are. It will reveal what we need. It will reveal how we need to do it. And friend, if you walk in total disobedience to this book this morning and you never have any conviction over it, I'm telling you this morning, you ought to get yourself in this altar this morning and say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. If you're here today as a Christian and you know that you're walking in disobedience because the Word of God has let you know that, you ought to get in this altar this morning and say, God, I want to get my walk right. I want it to match my talk of thankfulness before you and before others. He not only this morning deserves this morning my worship and my thanks and for me to put my faith in Him, but for me to also obey Him. Total obedience. Now today people have the mindset, well, I'll obey Him just a little bit. Well, friend, you're either in or you're out. You're either obeying Him or you're not. I'm either obeying Him this morning or I'm not. Now, He mentions some sins here. And again, I don't have time to get into those this morning. Maybe tonight. But if we're going to be followers of God, if we're going to be imitators, we've got to walk in trust. We've got to walk in total obedience. John 14:23, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and he will come unto him and make our abode with him. Well, I'm glad there's somebody living in here far greater than I am. And it's His Word. It's His Word that we need to walk in obedience to. If you love me, keep my commandments. You know how you prove you love somebody? You don't tell them. Now, there's nothing wrong with telling them, but you show them. I've had a lot of people that's loved me in my life that have never, they may have never went around saying, they love me, they love me, they love me all the time, but they have shown it. They have demonstrated it. Today I wonder, Lord, let me search my own heart. And I wonder today, Lord, do I really love you like I should love you? Well, there's a lot of times I don't. Because he sure has loved me when I was unlovable. But man, we ought to love him. Jesus himself says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Well, preacher, I ain't nobody and keep them 10 commandments. Well, I understand that. He understands that. Now listen, there are guidelines to go by, but you know what the commandments he gave us was? To love God with all of our heart, soul, body, being, all those things that he said to love him, and then to love our neighbor as ourselves. That's what he told us to do. And listen, if we do those two things, everything else will fall into place. If you love me, keep my commandments. How can we show a giving of thanks not only from our lips but through our life? To walk in trust, to walk in total obedience. And Elisha this morning, I've already made mention of this, but let me, it overlaps, but let me give it to you and I'm done. But to walk in true love. Notice what he says in verse number 2. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children and walk in love. As Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Follow his example of love. No greater example of love had been demonstrated to this world than the love that Christ had for me and for you. Well, preacher, I just can't love brother so-and-so. Preacher, I just can't love sister so-and-so. Well, friend, you've got far greater problems than just being thankful this morning. Amen. Amen.
Right.
Because how in the world can we love our Father and whom we hadn't seen if we don't love our brethren who we can see? Oh, my. Boy, this hits home to us, don't it? Now, I understand that people do us wrong. I understand that people hurt us sometimes. Hey, man. They do.
Right.
I don't have to like their ways. I don't have to love their ways. But according to the Scripture, I have to love them. It's not a choice. It's a command. If you love me, keep my commandments. Preacher, they just get on my nerves. We ought to pastor a while. You won't have no nerves left. And what, how you got starts falling out, turning gray. Is that Grecian formula?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that don't have somebody that's going to get on the nerves. I don't know anybody that's been a part of a church or part of any kind of ministry that hadn't been done wrong. And sometimes I just want to... But there's something in here that says, wait just a minute. I've loved you. And what I'm asking you to do is love them as well.
Right.
Now, boy, that's good preaching. But, boy, sometimes it's hard living.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be up front with you. But if I want to walk in a manner that shows thankfulness unto my Father, unto my family, unto my fellow man and unto my fellow believers. I've got to walk in trusting Him in faith. I've got to walk in total obedience to His Word. And I got to walk in true love of His command. Just love them anyhow. You know, it'd be amazing if we just love them anyhow. What God might do, not only in your life, but in theirs. Again, you don't have to love what they're doing, even if they're doing it to you. But we do need to love one another. And when I do that, I'm showing forth to my Heavenly Father, to my family, to my fellow man, and to my fellow believers, that I'm thankful. Rather giving of thanks. And boy, then he goes down there, and boy, he mentions some tough things that we need to be aware of, or to beware of. Tonight, or this morning, excuse me, I've not preached that long. Am I living a life that just says I'm thankful, but it don't really show that I'm thankful? Or am I living a life that I should say that I'm thankful, but I also am walking in a way that is thankful? And this morning, friend, do you know Christ as your Savior? Is there a time in your life, under the convicting power of the Holy Spirit of God, that you realized that you were a sinner and that you called on Christ to save you? If not, today would be a wonderful day. If you're here today and you've not been walking like you feel like that God would have you to walk, in thankfulness this morning, the altar's open. You come. If you're here today lost, I would encourage you, come. Somebody will pray with you. Somebody help you. Let's stand to our feet, Brother Scotty, get us a song. Father, we love you today. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for the Word of God this morning. And I realize today that every time that I preach this book, I have to look within my own heart, my own life. And Lord, I realize that I fall way short many times. Lord, in my own life, I say that I'm thankful, but sometimes I don't walk like I am. I want to demonstrate before others, Lord, the great things, Lord, that you've done in my life, done for me and done for my family, done for this church. Lord, I want to be a follower of God, an imitator of the Lord Jesus today. And I pray that you'd help each of us to search our own hearts, and Lord, if there be anything that would be contrary, Lord, to your will or to your way, or to the walk that we need to be placing before others, I pray that you'd help us this morning. And I pray we'd just commit it to you and say, Lord, help me. Help me to be an imitator, a follower, as dear children. I pray this morning, if there's one that's never trusted you as Savior, and Lord, you spoke to their heart today, I pray that, Lord, in this very service, that, Lord, they would come forth today. Say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, I don't know anybody's heart today. And Lord, we all fail and come short, and I understand that. But Lord, help us that we'd want to move up closer and be a greater example of the goodness and the grace and the great gift of salvation, Lord, that you've brought to each and every one of us here today. Lord, I love you. Thank you for loving me. Use the invitation. I commit it to your hands. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. Amen. As we say,